Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let us get to the headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Tucson, the Sported Sorento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Illegal formation on the headlines liner. 5-yard penalty. Redo headlines. Marlins lost, by the way, last night, 7-1 to the Cardinals.
8320 Northeast Second.
I don't think you should.
Jesus, you and technology,
dude. First of all, don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't tell people where the studio is.
I was just looking at.
Oh, and he just continues. Okay.
Can you give him -1, please? And I need Mike Biamonte to just be like for technology kicking his ass.
-1.
Technology didn't kick my ass. What are you talking about?
Okay, dude. Amazing.
Why
don't you just read your phone number on the air like I did?
Did you do that time?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's a -1 for you.
I did it years ago.
I just found out.
-1.
Dave South said 0-87.
Amazing. Oh, Miami Dolphins had practice today. They're done. The pads were on today. Got joint practice. Joint practices next week. But supposedly Patrick Paul had a really good day. That's the word.
Yeah.
That's good. Had a good day against Bradley Chubb. Neither of those, I mean, like, I'm just sitting here. I'm hoping and praying those young guys are good on the offensive line. Just hoping. I think they will be. I mean, like, Patrick Paul, you're a moose. What are you, 6'8"? Leroy, this guy can't fail. He's too big to fail, isn't he?
If he has to move his feet and he can't move his feet to keep up with the Chop Robinsons or, you know, like, think about it. He's facing guys in practice that can rush the passer. He's going to play against guys that can really rush the passer.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to wear the Power Rangers mask, I'm going to need you to be awesome.
He's got
at football.
The power.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Let me see. Wait, pull your helmet down, dude.
He's a giant.
I know.
We don't make helmets your size, Patrick Paul. Just trying to figure it out.
All right.
But if he can figure this out, if that size all comes together on top of Savaiunaiya, maybe we got something here, baby. James Daniels told reporters, according to David Ferronis, that he's close to being fully cleared. Dolphins bringing him in. Former Steelers guard. They're going to play him at right guard. And then, you know, you're just hopeful that Austin Jackson's healthy all the way healthy. Because, man, it really went in the toilet when he got hurt last year.
It's amazing how important certain guys are, but you don't realize how important they are.
Yep.
That happens a lot. That happens on a lot of teams. You don't realize, like, either a guy's a glue guy or a guy that what happens on the offensive line is usually it's a guy that works well with the other guys. Like, they team block well, or he pulls, or he organizes. You don't realize that till those guys are gone. And Austin Jackson's probably one of those guys that you're like, whoo.
I like the fact that he was like, you know, it kind of felt good that we sucked without me. I always like when I hear that. So many guys are on, it's like, ah, no, I'm rooting for the team. I want everything to be good. He goes, hey, what'd you think about the run game falling off a cliff without you? He goes, gotta tell you, not a confidence booster.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're always.
Certainly when it's time to get paid.
Yeah, right? I'm sure you're sitting there being like, if I miss time and the guy, you know, you don't want your team to lose, but if you win and the guy had 30 rushing yards, you're probably like, that's tough. Oh, well.
That's tough.
That's a shame. So that is one of those that will hopefully get all figured out. But right now it seems like the biggest mishmash is the defensive backfield because, well, you guys know why. Just everybody getting hurt. Although Minka Fitzpatrick is now happy. That makes me happy.
Right.
He seems like he's all at peace being here. He's got his thing figured out. I did find it interesting yesterday. He talked about, he did actually take some accountability, kind of, with the whole Brian Flores thing,
mm-hmm.
in a way, because he was just like, I wasn't emotionally mature back then. And I was like,
It happens. I could go to the exact moment of my turnaround.
Your pivot?
No, Mike, we had him on. The guy who drafted me.
Lombardi.
Mike Lombardi. I remember my rookie year, he called me in. Now, keep in mind, we were 3-13. He said, if you weren't a second-round pick or our first pick, you would have been cut. Like.
It's for the vote of confidence there, G.
Well, no. But I'm saying like this. An arrogant person would have thought, you can't cut me because, or whatever. I was like, I better get my ass in gear.
Right.
And that was
You had the, you got the Spo Kalel wear tough love?
Yeah, but not in public.
No, not in public.
Right.
Not in
just
public.
Behind, you know, so like, I wasn't offended by criticism, right? I didn't, like, it didn't bother me. Like it was just the sport. It's just our sport is so much different than other sports in that it's 100% sport and none of the other sports are.
You took it better than Mike Sherman did to Michael Agnew on Hard Knocks?
Yeah, but that's, you know what? Sometimes coaches are like that because they want you to be tougher.
Michael Agnew, where are you? You were terrible. Terrible. I would cut you today if I was the general manager.
And I was the way I grew up. Like, there was nothing that anybody could do to me once I left New Orleans that could hurt me. Nothing. Nothing at all. Because I had seen it all at a very young age. So you yelling at me or somebody getting on me about that does not, you know what I mean? It really doesn't.
Mm.
I get annoyed by it, but nah, you're good.
So Marlins will be back out tonight, by the way. Will Sandy start? That's the question. I think he will.
You think they're going to...
They did make a trade, by the way.
Yeah, they added a catcher.
No, they traded a catcher.
They traded a catcher.
They traded Nick Fortes to the Rays for Matt Etzel, their 20th prospect. I will say, though, Vlad, this Augustin Ramirez.
You're in love with him, aren't you? But you hate him as a catcher.
I don't think he's a good catcher. Yesterday, he botched a ball and then threw that ball over the third baseman's head to cost him a run. I was like, it was like Leroy said with Rube Baker from Major League 2.
Yeah.
It was literally that. It was like, couldn't catch, ran after the ball, threw it down the line, and like everybody was like, woof.
So why don't you just DH him?
I don't know. They probably will, eventually.
Well, they need to find somebody because the way the catcher is hitting, you can't have, like, you know what I mean?
Maybe they're just like, maybe the idea is, you know, they're doing what you like. They're like, you know what? Let's just see. Let's see if this works. Let's see if he gets better. You know, let's see if it. Let's see if he. But I'm telling you, he's got some doozies this year. Like, he's just whiffed on catching the baseball sometimes.
Really?
It's Leroy. He'll literally be like this. He's got the big glove out, and it just goes right past him. I'm like, is there a blind spot on that hockey mask? What the hell is going on here? I don't understand it. Now, he'll always make up for it with a blast. All right, you hit a big tater tot. All of a sudden, I'm forgetting about all your errors. But it was a rough day yesterday. I was like, oh, you know. Oh, well. Mullins will try and bounce back tonight. Will Sandy be on the hill? Maybe. We'll see. Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Miami Dolphins wrap up another day of training camp. They had tight end Noah Font in on a visit from the Seahawks.
I'm a little, I would say.
A little worried about this Darren Waller situation.
Tell me. Let me see if I can explain this. So, the way it normally works is if you've been out or you are going to a new team, if you've been injured or whatever, you come in, you work out, they see where you are, and then they determine whether to sign you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This whole situation with Darren Waller, why is this happening?
I'm very good.
They should already know whether he could play or not. They don't need to see if he need to ease him on back. You should have worked him out beforehand.
Well, I'm also confused by this because you've been talking last week and you said, well, wait a minute. You know, the no pads thing, it's not real football. Wouldn't that be perfect for him if he's working
yes,
his way back?
But that's what,
I'm confused by that.
I don't – this is the most – baffling thing to me simply because I have never heard of a guy who has had time off, a substantial time, whether it's a whole season, half a season, on the last year of his contract or whatever. The first thing they do, give him a medical, work him out to see where he is, and then determine if he's close to sign him or not. I can't for the life of me understand how they signed him. It's almost like they signed him and then worked him out and then said, oh, he's not close.
Mike McDaniel said that he is in, quote, tremendous shape, just not in football playing shape.
Okay. Listen, I want everybody to pay attention to me. Okay. You haven't played football yet. How can you determine that he's not in football shape? All you've been doing is running around like workouts during the summer. So he should be in great shape.
I don't understand.
Football shape is when you get hit, you get tackled, you got to get up and then go do it again.
Is it possible?
And that wears on you.
Is it possible that the Dolphins traded Jonnu Smith? They sat around in an office.
They traded Jonnu Smith because they didn't want to pay.
No.
Okay.
But I'm saying in the aftermath, they're trading Jonnu Smith and they're like, all right, what's our contingency plan here? And so Mike McDaniel and Frank Smith, offensive coordinator, are spitballing. He goes, I got a guy we could call. And he goes, who? He goes, my guy Darren Waller, dude. Let's see what he's got. And and Darren Waller's like thinking to himself, a little bit of money. I'm sure I could say I could play. And so he goes, you know, he shows him a selfie from the bathroom and he shows him his abs. He's like, yeah, I look fantastic. He looks great. Look at the shape he's in, Mike. And so they just take a flyer on him. I don't know, dude. I'm sitting like, what happened?
No. They don't take flyers without working the guy out first. So to say, the term, he's in great shape, but not in football shape.
Yep.
I'm going to give you guys a little secret. Right? Nobody's in football shape yet because you haven't played football. So how can, that's the point of camp, being able to run, you know, 10 play drives and stuff like that and go back-to-back plays instead of just running sprints and taking a 30-second break in between each one, right? This is running a series of plays and getting in football shape. Nobody's in football shape right now. When you watch the first preseason game,
right,
or the second preseason game, there's guys on the field that are in great shape. They're going to look exhausted.
You're telling me that they couldn't have him out there running a couple red zone drills yesterday? Like, that's going to break him? Like,
now, let me tell you what
that
else.
That doesn't make sense.
Can I just tell you sometimes what practice? They do? Sometimes they put people on PUP so they can bring other guys in, or they haven't figured out who to cut at another position, so they put them on PUP until those guys get cut, and then you bring them in, and then you sign them up.
I guess, but you want to know something? That they don't have Aaron Brewer on PUP just because they want him to practice snapping, you know? Like, and he's hurt. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'm giving him that. I don't know.
They do some shadiness when it comes to roster spots at times.
Dade South says they have that big rookie in Tampa walking around the field to lose weight. Did you hear about this?
No. What big rookie? The rookie from Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something.
No, be nice.
He's getting ready.
Here, wait. He
be
put,
nice.
You asked me to be nice, and
nice,
Dave South just put Bigum. I'm gonna say this. How can I put this? When you have to lose 70 pounds to get too fat,
and I'm a bad guy.
What? He's a big boy,
and I'm a bad guy. I get it. But I don't fat shame the way Leroy does.
Nobody does.
Like, Leroy takes pleasure in fat shame.
No, just certain people.
That's don't tell me. You take pleasure.
That's a big boy right here. That's a big boy.
450, right?
But I would say this.
6'6", 450.
Yeah. So if he lost 70 pounds, he'd be 380.
Okay.
But I will say this. In fairness to him, he moved quite well to be so big.
They knew when they signed him. Like, he was an undrafted free agent,
right?
You know, they knew he was gonna be a big boy. I think he played last year at 460.
Yeah,
he lost weight to make for the combine, and they're still making him lose weight.
I mean, so he's at 450 now.
That's what they say.
So in all his efforts, he lost 10 pounds. Man, he gonna be.
I see a tweet from May that said he was 437.
He's like two sandwiches away from that show.
No, stop.
What show?
Stop.
Yo, J-Fix, she's like, she's the fun police, bro.
Stop, please. Let's not go there.
Wait, do you know how hard it is to get that look from
Jennifer? Enough, and give yourself a minus one for even saying that.
Like, do you know how hard it is to get
today,
that
you're just being like.
Yeah. Okay, please, don't make me laugh.
Today.
Don't make me laugh.
Wait, she's like.
She's taking all the fun out today, man.
So are you, buddy.
Wow. Wow. She buddied you.
She buddied you like she ready. Me. I'm not a bird. Don't kill me. Birderer.
Beware.
Hey, cold-blooded
birderer.
You are shaped like a couple of chicken wings. Wait, let me see.
Who?
This was when he was in spring camp. He was 437.
Wow. Wow, wait. So, number 57 is a big boy. He looked like a DB next to him.
Yep.
53, you ain't got to change.
Shouldn't they just let him practice? Isn't that better to get him in shape?
No, because like I literally think that they're trying to figure out if it's healthy for him to be out there.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? I think that's the point.
But he's been that big his whole life.
Yeah, but it ain't going to get better when you have more access to food.
I bet they have a good cafeteria.
Oh, dude, let me tell you something. I can tell you all my stops. Like, Cleveland, it was when Bill Belichick came in, that's when they first started doing the lunches where, you know, you had options, right? Minnesota, once they had the Super Bowl there, Minnesota had a cafeteria. Oh, man. Breakfast, lunch, snack on the way out.
He is walking around the practice field in a weighted vest. Jeez.
That's what he needs on him. Additional weight.
I don't think he can run.
Huh?
I don't think he can run.
Really?
I mean, I don't know. Wouldn't you have him run? He better run sprints. I don't know what he does.
I don't know.
I think he has a weighted vest. He's 460.
Yeah, he's got two weighted vests on his chest.
You sure it's not bras?
Yeah, you need a bro. What do they call it? A bro? Remember that Seinfeld episode?
He wore 21 in college.
I know.
Not big.
I'm telling you.
Wait, he wore number 21?
And half of the two and half of the one was underneath his man boobs.
Gee.
But see? Look at him running around. Look.
The man has tatas.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Tata for now. Anyway. Yeah, I feel bad. Like that. I think you should see. You know what I would do? I'd give him a practice. I'd give him one practice.
No, and then, like, you can't
on
even
and
do
off it every
it's,
day. It's not
can
nice.
Can I just say this?
It's not nice.
They are literally, to be honest with you, I think they are nervous with how to go about it because when you see somebody that big, you don't know what are the health issues. Right, so
but
they're
he's
probably.
Obviously, but he okay, but I get you. But like he played in Gainesville, like it's not like he hasn't practiced in the heat.
But
before.
That ain't the NFL, though.
I know, but you know they're doing these non padded practices. Get him out there.
I mean,
it's humiliating.
Like, not really.
The weighted vest walk.
Huh?
It's not like Jaromir Jagr, who used to do the late skates with the weighted vest on.
I mean, like they. I mean, everybody that go out to watch practice know why he's walking around with the weighted vest.
Yeah, the walk of shame.
It's not the walk of shame.
It's this version of the walk
That's
of shame.
That's walking, the walking to get right. Like, listen, if you can move at 450, let's be clear, the way he moved in college, because he wasn't, like, when you think of somebody 450 pounds, you think, are they barely moving? Dude moved his feet. He got after it a little bit. He was limited on the amount of reps he could take. Right? I bet you they're thinking, if we can get him to 350, he's going to be a stud.
You think they're going to get him to, they're going to make him to drop 100 lb, not until next season, right?
Right. No, yeah. But they
can get him to Gilbert Brown size. Gilbert Brown was a big boy.
Gilbert Brown was only 340.
So they're trying to get him to, but he might have been
That's
bigger.
Before.
How big is Kenneth Grant?
298, maybe.
Kenneth Grant is not even 300.
What?
Yeah.
No.
His sidekick is bigger than him.
Your Shreeton's on fire. Yeah, Shreeton goes, if he drops another 50 pounds, Pat Riley will give him $90 million.
I have him listed last year at 339.
Who?
Kenneth Grant.
Really?
Okay.
At Michigan. Okay. Oh, Miami Dolphins. They have him listed. 6'3", 335. That's his listing.
Okay.
That's a big boy.
That's a big boy. But how big is the other guy?
6'6", 460
that's
right
now. That's a bigger boy.
460. So we talking about 3 inches, another 105 pounds.
It's a giant.
Wow.
Yeah, man. The biggest, I'm telling you, Gilbert Brown, not only was he big, he was swole.
So maybe they're trying to get him swole with the way they dress.
Gilbert Brown was swole.
Gilbert Brown, 6'2", 340.
That guy's, that's four.
But you see a picture of him?
Oh, yeah, I've
seen
him.
He's muscular.
No, he's a monster.
He's a monster.
He's
a monster. He tackled me with a pinky one time. It hurt.
Wait, what?
I was running through the line.
Clearly.
I saw a hole. He stuck an arm out and his finger got hooked in my jersey and I went. Oh,
you got tackled by a pinky?
Not just any pinky.
He started laughing. He said, my pinky got hooked in your jersey, big fella. I'm like, this is so embarrassing.
Calais Campbell plays 6'8", 315.
6'8", 315. That's a lightweight.
Man, that's
great. Yeah, you go tell him that.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I just saying size and everything. Yeah, I get it.
We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side with a mixed bag.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Shocking. Another segment goes by, and who's not here but the Hobnob twins?
They're probably
shocking.
With the Savannah Bananas twerking.
I think you would like the Savannah Bananas.
I'm not, dude.
I think you would, dude.
No,
I think
no.
You would. I can't believe you don't like the Golden Oldies, though. That's a bridge too far for me.
The Golden Oldies might have been. I was. That was
we're just radioing.
Yeah, well, I was just radio. Come
we're
on,
just having some fun.
You know,
baby.
I love the old, but I was already on a. I was already on a heater.
Because the so old needs something to do.
The old dude does need. I don't really want to see them twerk, but I like when they do the moves.
Right.
I just don't like the twerking. What? Where you get that food from, boy?
He wants to know where you got that from.
Papa John's.
He just got.
Ordered food.
He just ordered food.
By the way, before we start mixed bag,
yep.
I like to say not only does Leroy fat shame,
yep.
He also is ball shame. We have a fellow. We have a coworker here in sales, who has he's a pretty young guy,
yep.
But he's got a little spot on top of his head.
I know
he has hair.
To.
You know yep. Who I'm referring to.
Yep.
You know what Leroy called the man?
What'd you call him?
You know what he told J Fig that he what he is? He is old Cowboy Stadium. He only has a hole so God could look at his head.
I don't think he's trying to hang on.
But my.
He's got the look. Like
I know if I were to do that, I would look like George Jefferson. So I just let it go.
He doesn't have the hocus though. He doesn't have the Hawkman. Like he's got it's all the way down.
Oh, damn.
No, no. It's bald up top, and fans on the side.
I don't think it's got fans. I think he's got shaved down fans.
Fans.
So you say.
So you yes. say he's still trying to fade up the side?
I think he is.
No,
he can't fade up the side.
You can't fade up the side. That looks ridiculous.
There's nothing to fade.
How are you still talking about him?
I didn't bring it up. Vlad did. So Can I just say this?
Yep.
Downstairs, I was getting my pizza and I was coming in. By the way, somebody say hi to the crew.
The delivery?
No.
Oh, downstairs.
Somebody
downstairs.
Just said, hey, Leroy. So, there was a man, an old man.
Was he twerking?
No. He was holding an E.T. doll.
An E.T. doll?
Wait, from the downstairs shop?
No, he was standing like he was waiting for someone.
When you say E.T., you mean the movie?
He had an E.T. doll, and he was hugging it, holding it like this.
He was bringing it into the Sir Thrifty?
You sure wasn't?
I don't know.
You sure wasn't a dog that might have looked like E.T.?
No.
Okay.
It was an E.T. Vlad.
Was it a guy with a beard, gray beard?
No, he didn't have a beard.
Maybe he was trying to sell it.
All I know is that it caught me off guard because I had to... I did the walk around. I'm like, let me make sure. When I tell somebody this, that I'm sure what I'm seeing, because I'm hungry and maybe I'm seeing things. Nope, it's E.T.
You're becoming delusional.
Is sugar going on? You got diet? Yeah. You having a low sugar reaction?
Yeah.
Am I hallucinating?
Yeah.
Let's get to the mixed bag. Stephen Jones. That's Jerry Jones' son, COO of the Cowboys.
You know, Jerry Jones is really old when Stephen Jones looks old.
Stephen Jones reacts to the fans chanting to pay Micah Parsons.
Yelling pay Micah yesterday. And what do you think when you hear that?
That doesn't change anything. I mean, we want to pay Micah too. He's got to want to be paid.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And I've heard some dumb things. Hell, I've said some of the dumbest things.
If you want to know why the Cowboys are the Cowboys... Listen to that quote again.
If you could run that back for us, Vlad, Stephen Jones once again, because I think Leroy's going to blow a gasket at him.
Fans yelling, pay Micah yesterday. And what do you think when you hear that?
That doesn't change anything. I mean, we want to pay Micah too. He's got to want to be paid.
In other words, he got to want to be paid what we want to pay him. Okay? Because... if he were to accept their contract, he would already be paid. But Micah Parsons is going to be the highest paid non-quarterback in football. And the funny part about that is the Cowboys do this every year.
They love it.
At what point are you going to say, let's pay our guy early so we don't have seven of the highest paid players in the NFL?
Leroy, Jimmy Johnson. Was on with Joe Rose right before the show.
Yep.
He says he doesn't understand why the Cowboys talked about. Like, they could be bad. They could be mediocre. They're still going to be talked about. That star sells. You know what's going to happen. When do they play? When's their first game of the season?
I'd imagine the 7th, something like that.
Wrong. Their first game of the season is the first game, opening night, Thursday night against the Eagles.
Okay.
Yes. What was the big story right before last year's game against the Cowboys, opening Sunday?
It was Dak.
So what do you think is going to happen Thursday, September 4th?
We got him.
Right at 5:30, 6 p.m., there's going to be a signing. Micah Parsons signs the contract, most money by a non-quarterback.
Do you understand that you could have one of those guys, like one of the highest paid at this position? But if you have 5 or 6 of the highest paid players at your position, that's bad management, because we know damn well they ain't the best players in the NFL at that position. Oh, so you'd have 5 Super Bowls in a row. If you had 5 of the best guys at that position, which you are paying guys like, you would have 5 Super Bowls, but you don't. But you end up, because you wait and you wait and you wait, end up giving every single new contract the highest paid at his position. You can't sustain that. So why don't just one time you go, you know what, let's pay him early. 1 year early. Because if you had paid Michael Parsons 1 year early, you would have saved $10 million a year.
Yeah, but his point, Jerry's never wrong in this, because then he's going to use the examples where he's paid and the guy's gotten hurt. He's like, I did
so
that.
What? And guess what? Hmm? Remember the year with Emmitt Smith, he waited till the second or third game, and then Emmitt came back and they won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but he was talking about the Dak one, where he's like, I paid him, and then he got hurt.
Then pay him earlier. Like, you can't wait. If you wait until the last minute to pay all of your players, you're going to have a whole team of the highest paid players in the NFL, because that's just the nature of contracts. So every single defensive guy that signs, right, and signs these big contracts, Mike is just sitting back. Oh, don't worry about it, because he already made money. So it ain't like he broke. So he could just sit back, because every time one of these guys paid, it's another $2 million, another $3 million average, another $4 million, to the point where he's going to make $10 million more a year because you were too stubborn to pay him a year early.
Deion Sanders yesterday, he announced that he had surgery to remove a tumor on his bladder. This was Deion Sanders talking about his battle with cancer.
That God is so good. God is so good. You have no idea. You have no idea how good God has been for me to be here. You have no idea. Thank you. Thank you both for everything. Let me add this for all you people that get upset when I start talking about the Lord. I never once through this whole journey said, God, why me? Because I would have to say, God, why being you sit me up here in front of these wonderful people? Why you give me the position of the head football coach of the prestigious university? Why you allow me to father 5 wonderful kids? Why you give me these relationships with these wonderful people? Why me, Lord, did I have some of the things that I have? I can never say that. I can never say the other side, because I'm going to have to ask that. I said, Lord, whatever it is that you're doing, let me know what it is so I could expedite the process, because I know you got me.
There you go, Deion Sanders.
For the life of me, because here's the one thing I've known all of my life with Deion. He talk trash. He don't swear. He don't drink. But he is a sincere human being. And so maybe he rubs people the wrong way with his, what do you call it, flamboyance or whatever. But you can't ever question whether that guy comes from a good place or he is a good man. And so anybody who says, oh, well, I don't like him for this, and I'm like, you're crazy. You are absolutely crazy. I'm glad he's healthy. And, you know, I'm not as religious as he is, but he's one of the few people I say, do you? Because he's been consistent with that his whole life. His whole life. He ain't find Jesus. He didn't. A situation happened and he say, oh no, I'm going to find Jesus. No, he came into that situation with that belief. So good for him. I'm glad he's healthy.
He had a good mentality going.
Right, right. You know, and it, like, so all these people who have something negative to say about Deion, who would you put in his place? Who would you put that cares about the kids, that's going to give you an honest answer and have fun? Who else? Maybe he rubs you the wrong way because you can't do it like him. That's why. That's it.
Also, in a terrible situation, still a master marketer, because you see that he's got a partnership with Depends now. Not even joking about that. Like, he's like,
yeah, I'm Tom Pampers.
He said, yeah. I depend on Depends, and he started talking about it. He goes, we're not going to make this a stigma anymore. He says, you may see a porta potty on the sidelines. He's like, because he can't, like, this has impacted his control.
Yeah.
And Depend announced yesterday, we have a partnership with Deion Sanders.
That's it.
This man's a master.
I'm telling you,
this man's a master at this.
And you know what? All you could do is be jealous. You can't be mad. You can't be mad at this guy. He ain't did nothing to you. He living his life. I will say this, though. Mm. We did make fun of Deion when he got up at the Pro Bowl and sang, must be the money. I'm just...
Why you laugh? That's one of America's greatest songs of all time.
I know, I'm just saying because... Here's why we were making fun of him. Because we didn't know that he was going to perform. There was a get-together. There was like a some kind of party or something. And then they go, now performing, Deion. And we like, what?
Wow.
Just kind of caught us off guard. So, you know, we had some fun with it.
Mike McDaniel. He had some thoughts on his rookie quarterback, Quinn Ewers, and how he's developing with the help of the quarterbacks in that room with Zach Wilson and Tua Tagovailoa.
Wait a minute. Zach Wilson?
That's what he said. That's what he said.
Oh, boy.
That's what he said.
He got an arm.
I think the whole quarterback room in general, I think Quinn's really benefited from Zach really developing. And then on top of that, you know, Tua leads the charge. So I think those guys are all – pushing each other to grow as players, and I think you know, realistically, Quinn's development is all him, but it's as much as coaching and from the quarterback coaches and Zach and Tua is him as well. They're creating a good environment that he has to keep up with. Because the other two are rolling.
There you go. Mike McDaniel on his QBs. Quinn Ewers reportedly having a really good practice week that he is. He's looked very good so far. So that's good news. Finally, let's hear.
You know what the hardest thing is being a young guy?
What was that?
Because you have excited, you energized, you know, when you first get there, and then you realize 3 months later, wow, we're still playing football.
Finally, we want to hear a little bit more from Ichiro. Went into the Hall of Fame. And lest you think that Ichiro's not keeping receipts, he remembers the one guy who did not vote for him for the Hall of Fame. And this is what he had to say in his speech. Here's Ichiro.
Taught me what it means to be a professional. And I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one of you. And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
Damage is done, my friend.
So he knows who it is.
I don't know.
He certainly made it sound like he, you know.
It sounded like, no, I think remember there was this whole thing where the writer who snubbed him, I think he said that he would meet with him to just explain, hey, why didn't you vote for me for the Hall of Fame? Ichiro. Right. Like,
goosies galore.
I think some of the arrogance of these guys who vote, and a lot of times, you know what they do it? They do it to say, well, he's no, you know, he's not a guy that everybody, you know.
They want to be gatekeepers.
Right.
They want to be gatekeepers.
And it's like, right. Just get away.
Get away.
Yeah, tell the old to get away sometimes.
I don't, like, as much as I loved Ichiro who did his thing, right? And I have nothing, no ill will towards Ichiro, anybody in the Hall of Fame. I can't take that Hall of Fame serious without the greatest hitter and the greatest home run hitter not being in there.
I mean, they did illegal things.
Huh?
They did illegal things.
I understand that. So then tell the story. Tell why they're not in the Hall of Fame. Then, like, whatever. I mean, but you know what? Pete Rose can be in the Hall of Fame now. Can be voted.
He can.
Yeah.
He's his lifetime ban is lifted because his life's over.
Yeah.
You know?
And my other thing is
Barry Bonds is getting a statue, though.
What's the difference between now and 2 years ago?
For
Pete Rose.
Oh.
Right? Like.
Because he did.
Right. But I'm saying, like, that's how we do stuff now?
Yeah.
We celebrate you when you die, but while you're alive, we going
to. No, that's what they want to do. Yeah. That's how people do. They don't want to give you flowers when you're alive. They'll give you flowers when you rest.
Also, there's people in the Hall of Fame who juiced.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just not got. They sure. Didn't get caught.
Sure.
Like, come on. Let's be real about it.
We know.
We all have eyes.
But those 90s baseball.
How do we know that the guy who framed D. Gordon didn't frame Barry Bonds?
Why?
Because D's story doesn't make sense.
D's story does not make. And by the way, first of all, he made it sound like, oh, they wanted to keep Harper from winning the Triple Crown. He wouldn't have won the Triple Crown.
No, he wouldn't have won the Triple
Crown. He wouldn't have won the Triple Crown anyway. So you can't start the story off with something that's not factual.
He did have to get everybody scrounded for 2015 stats, though, so good for him. Because there are people probably like, eh, all right, D, good for you. Like, I bet people do think that Bryce Harper almost did win the Triple Crown.
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado's sitting here like, hey, man, I was raking that year. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.